relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Can't get enough of my dulcet tones. Want exclusive content that you can't find anywhere else, including my take on the real story behind the fake news. Join my cabinet, Gorka's Cabinet, today. Go to sebgorka.com, S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A.com. Click on the Gorka's Cabinet banner and join the most exclusive club out there for content you can't find anywhere else and the knowledge you need. Gorka's Cabinet at sebgorka.com.
You're listening to America First with Dr. G.
Welcome back, dear friends. You meet the funniest people in the restroom. Chad says, I just saw Rudy Giuliani. And I had to go and check. And yes, there he was, America's mayor. That surprised you, doesn't it, Chad?
Yeah, you feel very compromised in that scenario. You know,
why?
You're washing your hands, you just use the restroom. You're not necessarily at the top of your form, and there's America's mayor.
Right there.
And he says, hi. He's super nice.
That's Rudy. I'll never forget the day I was traveling to New York on the train. And who's there? No security guard. Not even in first class. No bag handler. Nothing. It's Rudy just sitting there. And I said, Mr. Mayor. And there he was. So I crouched down next to him. We had a chat, took a selfie. That's who he is. And he's in the building. Why? Because he's doing his radio show. Why is he doing a radio show when I have a radio show? I wanted him here right now. He could have opened the third hour with us. We'll work it out somehow. We should do a kind of, what is it? What do they call it? What's that crime when your funds commingled? We'll commingle our shows at the same time. We'll do a shared broadcast. He's in the building. God bless him. God bless him. What else shall we share with you? Oh, my gosh. What a full call board. Oh, my gosh. Judy, Patricia, Todd, Leonardo, and another Judy from San Francisco. But let's just remind everybody of the important events first. 4.8 million jobs added to the economy in the last 30 days. Wow. Absolutely stunning. And 80% of small businesses are reopened. Truly remarkable. As we have the news, come on, Greg Abbott, what are you doing? Just heard breaking news. Masks are mandatory in Texas for any county with more than 20 COVID cases. Come on, this is Texas. Lead the way. Cases? What if you're asymptomatic? What if you're young? It's not cases. It's serious cases for people who are in vulnerable categories. More good news for that disgusting. Truly, people rarely use the word evil, but evil is true. Evil walks the earth. Man is fallen. And some men and fewer women are evil. And Ghislaine Maxwell, the woman who procured children, girls as young as 13, for Jeffrey Epstein to molest and rape, she's been arrested. Arrested today in New Hampshire. They should throw the book at her. Several books. Big, heavy books. Media Matters. I meant judicially. Emo, you pathetic little worm. She should be locked away for the rest of her life. Great, great news. Economy. Ghislaine and others. Oh, and by the way, just a kind of, how do you spell Schadenfreude? Somebody corrected me last night on Twitter. It's with a capital S. Oh, you're so clever, aren't you? You know who you are. Schadenfreude, Harvard grad Clara Yanova has lost her job. Why? Because she said, I'm going to stab you if you say all lives matter. there is justice in this world. Let's go to Judy, who's been waiting very patiently for 58 minutes in Brooklyn. My gosh, that stamina. Welcome, Judy.
I want you to know I'm in such a great mood. Ask me why.
Judy, in Brooklyn, why are you in such a good mood?
Because I'm talking to you.
Oh, stop it. My head's large enough. Stop it.
No, I said, I'm in such a good mood. I got to call my favorite doc. I got to call you. First of all, I want to wish you and everyone else a happy 4th of July. That's very important.
And okay? You, thank you.
And I am in a good mood because I'm kind of feeling and sensing that really good things are happening. So just to share with you two things. First of all, I was thinking to myself, talk is cheap and action talks louder. And as far as I'm concerned, President Trump, he's all action. This is a man that has been all action. He's going to show us that he's going to turn things around better than ever. And that's where I want to come to something else. You're not just suggesting MAGA again, make America great again, again.
Again, again. So MAGA. MAGA.
Yes. Yeah, right. So I want to suggest two things. Make America better than ever or make America number one. What do you think?
Oh, I like the second one. Make America number one.
Yeah, you put on the hat really small. I want to tell you something. America is the land of opportunity. It's where dreams can come true. It's the best country in the world, okay? And you know it, and I know, because both of us are legal immigrants.
Yes.
So we know the difference. And a lot
but
of
where's your accent? I want to hear that Antipodean lilt. Where is it? Can you switch it on? Can you go a little strain on me, please?
I want to tell you. No, the land down under. The land down under. Do you know when I came to the school here, the duster is an eraser. And the bangs are fringes. And I can go on and on with all the vocabulary, which you probably know also, because guess what? We both share the same queen,
and
right?
It's aluminium, thank you very much.
Anyway, you're the best. I love you so much. And really, only good things from here on in. I'm really
all right.
Hoping.
Have an amazing...
We got to pray to God.
Have an amazing 4th with your Tim Tams and your can of Fosters. You know what I mean. Let's go to another great friend of the show in New Jersey, Leonardo. Welcome back to America First.
Hello, Sebastian.
Yes, where's your energy, buddy? I'm giving you the your energy. I gave you the best tee up, the best intro, and it's like, hello, Sebastian. Come on.
I wanted to say somebody else's name who's much more important. Republican candidate Rosemary Becci, spelled Becchi. Of course, the Italians in this neighborhood would say Rosmaria Becci, but that's beside the point. She's got to knock out Mikey Sherrill, who, as you say, wore the cloth of the Republic flying helicopters. And as soon as she landed in this seat, traditionally Republican for the last 2 years, she immediately voted to impeach Donald Trump as president. So we got to get that Democrat out. And Rosemary Becci.
All right, connect us. We'll get her on the show. But that's not why you called. Why did you call us, Leonardo?
Well, actually, AFF stands for Affirmative Firm Further Fair Housing, right? Ben Carson suspended the Obama-Biden, right? More Bidenism. Wants to federalize my little town and the little suburban town that you and Katie and the children live in, right? So that the zoning, just like Adolf Hitler, the failed corporal, you know, put the zoning in the hands of the federal government, right? This is Obama Biden wants to continue this with Hillary's plan to do that, right? So that the zoning would destroy, you know, and commingle the inner city with the suburbs to destroy the middle class, right?
But you told Jeff that you think the suburban housewives are going to vote for President Trump.
I want to
hear about that, Leo.
Yeah, they're up in arms in my town. They're mad. They don't want Nutley, New Jersey, to turn into Afghanistan. What is it? Antifa-stan over there, right? Where the Chopstopo just executed a small child, right? They see this stuff on television, fires and statues toppling down, and they want what Donald Trump, the strong leader that he is. They want peace and security and a good economy. Right. Look at those jobs numbers today. Right. This is, they want to live in safety, just like everybody else does. So,
you think New Jersey, we can make it Republican again?
U.S. District 11, at least my hometown.
But it's not about you, Leo. Leo, you keep calling in and talking about your town. It's about America. It's almost the 4th of July. You got to think big picture, buddy.
Oh, the election is in the bag, please. I'm just...
No, hang on. Leo. Careful. We take nothing. Nothing for granted. You look at ballot harvesting, you look at mail-in voting, you look at early registration, you look at what they're doing in the streets of Seattle and Minneapolis. We take nothing for granted. His victory, America's victory, is up to us. 123 days, and I want to ask every single one of you listening and watching, what are you going to do for the next 123 days to make sure the anarchists, the Marxists, the people who hate America, who say this is a racist nation, do not win at the election? You've got to be volunteering. It's not just about your money. It's about helping those candidates. It's about being on social media. It's about being courageous and calling out the people who wish to steal that election and our nation from us. Everyone, Leo, Judy, all of you, you have to make a difference. And every single one of you matters. I don't care whether you're in California, I don't care whether you're in Massachusetts, you can make a difference in the age of Donald Trump. We've got to make America great again together. Join me. This is America First.
In June, we added 2.1 million leisure and hospitality jobs, 740,000 retail jobs, 568,000 education and healthcare jobs, 357,000 service jobs. These are all historic numbers. And 356,000 manufacturing jobs. And manufacturing looks like it's ready to really take off at a level that it's never been before. And a lot of that has to do with our trade policy, because we're bringing manufacturing back to our country.
Absolutely incredible figures today, straight from the president. We're just coming out of the coronavirus, and the economy is taking off like a rocket. And it gets better and better. Eric, video cut two.
African-American workers, really happily for me, made historic gains with 404,000 jobs added last month alone, and that's a record. And the second largest jump will be last month. And what we have, if you add the 2 months together, it's 700,000 jobs for African American workers added in the last 2 months, and that's a record by a lot.
700,000 jobs. I wonder if Black Lives Matter has a comment on that. 700,000 jobs for Black Americans. Thanks to this president and his team and Americans getting back to work. Incredible, incredible. One of those businesses that has weathered the storm, that has been supporting our first responders, is, of course, our friend, our guest host, Mike Lindell's MyPillow. Please support him. If you use my name, Mike's going to give you up to 50% off all his products. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-829-8468. That number again, 800-829-8468. MyPillow.com, promo code GORKA. Let's go to Patricia, Lancaster, PA, line two. Welcome, Patricia.
Hey, Dr. Gorka, how you doing? I want to wish you and everyone a very happy 4th of July. We love this country. My husband, Tony, escaped communist China when he was 2 years old, 1949.
Wow.
His father went to Taiwan with Chiang Kai-shek and left the mother, and Tony was the firstborn, the only born then, left them to get the grandmothers on the boat to get to Taiwan, and the grandmothers wouldn't move because their husbands were buried there. So she ran with what was on her back and Tony and got on, we believe, one of the last ships allowed out. Many, many people died trying to get out of China because Mao was coming down the coast.
Right.
Anyway, Tony grew up in Taiwan. He came to this country, 40 years in the restaurant business, and damned if the Chinese didn't come back and kill our business. But I'm begging everyone to please. We lost our business. A lot of small ethnic restaurants were decimated. No, people are coming back, I know, and it's good news, and I'm very happy. But it was just too much for us. So people who have, my friends who have escaped Vietnam and the Khmer Rouge and the communists and the socialists and the Marxists, people vote for President Trump.
So what is your husband?
So
let me ask you, what does your husband say when he sees these demonstrators who say we want to rip down America, and if the system, quote, the system doesn't give us what we want, we will burn it down? What does your husband say to that, Patricia?
They don't know history. They have no idea what they're talking about. They just don't know what they're talking about. They're my husband is sickened by the way that they're treating our country. Since Tony became a legal citizen, he came here, 40 years ago, he's never missed a vote, ever.
Well, of course, because he knows he lives in a free country.
He says, where are all the people? What is wrong with them? They should be around the block waiting to vote.
Thank you, Patricia. I think there's a lot to be said for Australia is one of them. I think there are a couple of other nations, maybe Switzerland. I don't know. I'm riffing now. But Australia, it is mandatory to vote. You can go to prison if you don't exercise your rights as a free man or woman to actually vote. And if you don't vote, guess what? Keep your mouth shut. If you don't vote, then you don't get to comment. But perhaps we should have it mandatory here as well. Let me share with you a story I've been meaning to share all day. So you know me, guys. I'm into books, guns. I love watches, too. That's something I inherited from my dad. And I had an old Casio. It's called the Arnie. Not a Casio, an old Seiko. It's called the Arnie that needed a battery. It's the watch that Schwarzenegger made famous in Commando and a few other movies. And I go to the store today on the way to work, the jeweler's, to get the battery put in. And I walk into the store. Nice couple. I love the store owners. But they're fully masked up, and they've put up the huge plexiglass screen over the counter so, you know, everybody's safe. And I walk in, and I'm not wearing a mask because I'm a free man. And there are two customers in the store. One of them, an older gentleman, nice guy. He's picking something up. He's got a mask on. And then I see somebody paying for something, and I can tell from behind, very elegantly dressed, older woman, maybe 80, 85, perfectly turned out. And I can see, because I'm curious, I want to see the people around me, how they're reacting to the insanity of the sheeple. And I can tell there's nothing on her ears. There's no straps. And I'm going, hang on a second. This is an elderly woman. She's not wearing a mask. This is interesting. So I wait my turn. She's finished paying. She turns around and she looks at me and she says, Sebastian, how lovely to see you. I didn't recognize her at first. She says, I'm the mother of Father John, one of our local parish priests. I said, oh my gosh, of course, how wonderful to see you again. I'd seen her a couple of times at the church. And she said, you're not wearing a mask. I said, no, I'm not, but neither are you. She said, masks are wrong. They make you sicker, which is true. They actually lessen the amount of oxygen your body receives, which affects over long term your immunity. Look it up. I'm not a doctor, but look it up. Media Matters, did you get that? If you decrease your oxygen intake, it affects your body negatively. If you're in an OR, of course. And secondly, she said, it's just not American. Did you hear that, Governor Abbott? Did you hear that, snowflake culture? 80-year-old woman who's got more spine than most people in this rank, fetid city. Be American. Be a patriot. Have a spine. That's why we're here. I'm Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Donald J. Trump, author of the latest book, The War for America's Soul. Next, we'll be talking national security, 4th of July, with the vice president of the Heritage Foundation, James Carafano. The Trump campaign has a special offer just for you. President Trump wants to meet you. This will be the first opportunity he's had to meet with American patriots like you since our country started reopening. His team will cover the flight, hotel, and give you VIP access for yourself and a guest. He'll even take a picture with you. All you have to do is text VIP to 88022 today for your chance to meet President Trump. Again, that's VIP to 88022 to enter to win this contest and to join President Trump in the fight to keep America great for 4 more years. Paid for by Donald J. Trump for President, Inc.
On the side of the U.S. Constitution, America first.
I'm going to do something very dangerous now. I'm going to take a lead from my guest. I have no idea what it's about. He just said, you know the link between Russia and Inspector Columbo? I love Columbo. I have no idea what he's talking about. But he's Jim Carafano, so I trust him. Vice President for the Heritage Foundation, our expert for all things national security and foreign policy. Please elucidate, Jim.
Wait, you remember all those great TV shows?
And yeah, I grew up on them.
Okay, Columbo, right? Columbo was, you knew who the murderer was.
From the beginning.
And that's right. And the murderer was just this really smart guy who was smarter than Columbo. And at the end of the thing, right, the show.
One more question.
Yeah, Columbo, you know, yeah. He would do something stupid because they were so arrogant, yes. Right? And then Columbo would arrest, right? So you loved the show because it was the same plot
every
single week.
I think I'm getting where you're going now.
As was every TV show, right? You know, the beaver would have a problem. The beaver would have a crisis. His dad would talk him through it in the living room. And then everybody would be happy at the end, right? So have you noticed that all these scandals going after President Trump have exactly the same pattern? Somebody leaks information. The media crafts a negative scandal narrative. The opposition is outraged. There are massive investigations, and in the end, there's no there.
Are you saying that there's some wizened old Hollywood scriptwriter from Columbo who's on the pay of a certain Democratic force in and the media, and it's just this is fabulous. I this is so true.
But
you're right, and it's the same pattern, isn't it? It's always like some big accusation, mm-hmm. Then it's watered down. Well, that's not exactly what happened. Then when that fails, there's another permutation. Well, really, this happened over here. And by the end of it, right. It's like a puff of smoke.
Right. So Adam Schiff the other day, I was just gobsmacked, right? So the New York Times article said Trump was briefed on Russians putting bounty on American soldiers and did nothing.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
And then immediately, the director of national intelligence, the secretary of defense, the national security advisor, the chief of staff, the president, the vice president, they all came out and said, no, that's not true. The president was not briefed. Right. So the central tenet of the story is proof false.
Right.
And Adam Schiff comes out and says, well, we all know that the intelligence community is afraid to tell the president what he doesn't want to hear. Well, first of all, that's a different narrative.
Yeah.
And do you have any evidence at all for that? And of course, the answer is no, which just goes to me. It just says this is, you know, just like Ukraine, just like the Mueller report, just like everything else. It's a created scandal to go after the president. And all I say is, look, prove me wrong. Because here's the contrary to that. What evidence do we have? When the Iranians went after Americans and we got verifiable, actionable intelligence and we caught the guy in charge, red-handed in Iraq, trying to kill Americans, the president said, take him out.
Yeah.
So the president, when the Syrians tried to attack Americans, the president said, take them out. Every time anybody's come after Americans and it went to the White House, for the president to make a decision, his answer was, get him.
Yeah, right?
Right. He didn't shoot back when they shot down the drone. There are no people on the drone. But people forget there was a manned P-8 reconnaissance aircraft that was flying with a crew of, I think, about a dozen.
Mm-hmm.
And the president said, if they'd shot that down, it would have been a different story.
Right.
So the president's track record is flawless on this. And yet the narrative is the president's afraid to defend American soldiers. And we have no proof for that.
And words, the sloppiness of how words are used. There was Biden after 89 days comes out of his basement and he says, well, if President Trump didn't know, that's a dereliction of duty. James, that's not the definition. Not knowing that something occurred, if it occurred, is not dereliction of duty.
Well, and
these things matter.
Right. And of course, we know how the intelligence process actually works.
Right.
And what the New York Times basically did was disclose an ongoing intelligence operation, which we all know is anytime you do that, it just makes collecting and verifying that intelligence more difficult
right.
and more politicized and actually puts people at risk. So it's not, as far as the evidence that we have, it's not the president that's putting American soldiers at risk. It's the New York Times.
Yeah. A sad reality, not the first time, and it won't be the last. We're talking to the Vice President for National Security Foreign Affairs at the Heritage Foundation, the mothership of the conservative movement. You have to check them out regularly, heritage.org. Follow him at JJ Carafano on Twitter and check out every day the Daily Signal, their media platform. Join them today. You won't regret it. I'm Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Trump. This is America First. Have you taken your balance of nature today? We have to be as healthy as possible. The gyms are reopening, and that's wonderful. But you have to eat right as well. Dr. Douglas Hout has created something truly remarkable. It's just 6 little capsules I take before the show every day. 3 red for fruit, 3 green for vegetables. And when I take that, it's 10 servings of 31 different vegetables and fruits. That's the equivalent. And that nobody eats that healthily except you if you order Balance of Nature right now. Dr. Howard is going to give you 35% off and free shipping on your first preferred order if you use my name at checkout. Go to balanceofnature.com, call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751, balanceofnature.com. But you've got to use the promo code whichever way you order it. Promo code Gorka, G-O-R-K-A. And the best thing of all, well, I think it's the best thing, is when you become a customer, when you order that Balance of Nature, you get free access to a health coach at the end of a phone line. How great is that? Balanceofnature.com. Back with the one and only James Carafano.
There's one other thing I wanted to ask you about. The fellow that Lesson worked with, Dr. Murchison. I can't find him, and I was wondering whether you can help me.
The great Peter. How did he do that? I didn't even give him an order. He had 3 minutes in the break to fix it. Chad. Give that man a bonus. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Nicely done, the wonderful Peter Falk. We are back with Jim Carafano, Vice President of the Heritage Foundation, heritage.org. Follow him on Twitter, preventing World War III, one tweet at a time, JJ Carafano. We are getting ready for the long July 4th weekend. It's a time to think, to ponder, to celebrate. And you said that you've got a story you'd like to share with our listeners.
I'll give you a 4th of July story. So July 4th, 1944, The U.S. Army was bogged down in Normandy because after we got off the beaches, we went into the countryside and they had this really, really difficult terrain. And the Germans were just tenacious fighters. And it was almost like World War One, just kind of duking it out. On July 4th, Omar Bradley, who was the commander of U.S. forces, ordered every American cannon to fire one round at noon on July 4th. And I think the Germans must have... Like the world was coming...
Soiled their pants.
So here's the story. So the Germans fired back. One of the units they fired back was called the 90th Infantry Division, which... where were they out of? Maryland, maybe. No, I can't remember. Anyway, it doesn't matter. So 90th Infantry Division. And they had a whole volley of artillery rounds come. Everybody hits to the things. And nothing happens. They're just all... Nothing goes off. So they bring the engineers out and they dig up the rounds and they screw up the ogives. You know, the pointy end, that's the ogive. And the explosive part.
You can tell he's an artillery guy.
The explosive parts, the detonating parts in that. So they screw off the ogive and they turn the canisters upside down and sawdust pours out. And they're like, what the heck? Like, are the Germans out of gunpowder? And, they run it up in the log and... kind of forgot about it. So when I was researching a book on Normandy, I came across this incident. There was a couple of different descriptions and everything. And I just wrote it down and then kind of I forgot about it just because I didn't know what the hell to make out of it, right? So months later, I was reading an article on Holocaust studies. And during the Holocaust, it was very common for the Jews.
Was it sabotage?
It was very common for Jews to be put in munitions factories as slave labor. And many of them did quiet acts of resistance, which included putting sawdust in the artillery rounds instead of gunpowder.
What a great story.
Knowing that if they got found out, they'd be immediately executed.
Yeah.
Not knowing if it would actually do anything, but they just did it, right? As an act of resistance. And of course, the guys had no idea that their lives had been saved.
By a prisoner.
By
a Jewish prisoner.
Right. At the end of the war, the 90th Division liberated a concentration camp. And so the circle was closed. And
I've never heard that story. How well is that known, that this sabotage by Jewish prisoners?
Well, that's been documented.
But the artillery shells?
Right, if you go see the movie...
Schindler's List?
Schindler's List, right? Uh-huh. One of the things that Schindler did was he actually had his guys sabotage the rounds so that... They kept getting rejected by the, you guys are not, you know.
Quality control.
So there was, and this has been well documented, these acts of sabotage, but they were just, I don't want to say senseless, but they were just defiance.
Yes. Right?
And of course, most of the guys that were fighting in Normandy had no idea that there even were concentration camps. They had no idea that the Holocaust was even happening. So this closing of the loop, to me, that little story just says so much about the Greatest Generation, so much about the value of freedom and democracy, and so much about the needless suffering in the world perpetuated by people who don't believe in freedom.
And it has, it's an incredible story. Thank you for sharing that, Jim. It's also a testament to every life. Everybody can make a difference. I mean, you are a prisoner in a labor camp.
Right.
And you're saving an unknown person or person's lives by putting that sawdust in that artillery shell. How the human soul can always matter in terms of resistance.
And we all know how horrible Americans have been since 1619. But
well, this is what I want to talk to you about. So I want to ask you, in an age where statues are being toppled and we're being told America's the problem, we need to return to these stories, don't we, of the Great Generation?
How many great days in the history of the world would there be if there had not been a July 4th, 1776?
Yeah, right. How many millions would have died or stayed in captive nations across the world? I'll never forget. I took a young group of, let me wax lyrical for a second. I took a group of young national security professionals to an embassy of a certain, let's say, South Asian nation. To meet the ambassador, and we had dinner. And in the speech, the ambassador, these 20-something kids said, I just want to tell you something right now. I'm in my 50s, and I want to tell you that when GIs were coming back from Vietnam and being shouted at, called baby killers being spat at the airport, I need you to understand that my nation will forever be grateful to those young Americans because you stopped communism in South Asia. My nation would have been the next one to fall, and the Vietnam War is a glorious memory for us. That's a wake-up call, isn't it, Jim? To look at the Vietnam War as glorious?
Well, yeah, from their perspective. And I think, look, no one is... There's two historians who once had this debate between people that just lump history and then people that sparse. And the whole thing was is there's two ways you can write history. You can lump everything that proves your case and ignore everything else. Or you can find the one thing that proves your case and ignore everything else. And that, those are called lumpers and splitters. But that's not history.
No.
History is about the totality. What the Antifa, what Black Lives Matter, what the hate, what the mob is they are lumpers and splitters. They find the stuff they hate and they say that is American history.
Yes.
As taught by Howard Zinn.
Yes.
Right? And what they deny is that there was ever a good day or ever a glorious purpose to this country. And I'm not saying America's perfect, but God created this nation. And as a result of that, as with all of God's good creations, it has made better days for the universe of man. That's the truth. They don't like that. Fine. They want to tear the statue down. Fine. Doesn't make it any less true.
The Reverend Jim Carafano. That was wonderful. What a wonderful message. That's why you must follow this man right now, JJ Carafano on Twitter. Go to heritage.org. Become a member today of the Heritage Foundation that's fighting for exactly those glorious founding principles that Jim has so perfectly elucidated for us. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, broadcasting to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor. Drug-free, natural. Oh, and by the way, it really works. Listen to Yvonne from California. Both my husband and I are in our 70s and are so grateful to have found Relief Factor. We tried so many other solutions, but none of them have given us the freedom of being pain-free like Relief Factor. Find out if Relief Factor could work for you like it works for me, Yvonne, and tens of thousands of others by going to ReliefFactor.com right now, ordering the 3-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. It will be at your door in 3 days or less. You take that morning and evening, as do I, for 3 weeks, and I guarantee you, Dr. G's guarantee, that at the end of those 3 weeks, you will know if it works for you like it works for me and Yvonne. What have you got to lose? Don't hesitate. Do it right now. ReliefFactor.com. ReliefFactor.com.
Dr. G is in the house on America First.
It's not about the tangible things. Yes, we are the most powerful, the richest nation on God's earth, despite the Kung Fu flu, the deadly coronavirus. We are like a rocket ship coming out of that self-imposed economic shutdown. But at the end of the day, what really matters? As we head into this long weekend, July 4th, celebrating our nation and everything it stands for. Remember the words of Trish Regan earlier today when we talked about the figures, the job figures, the growth figures, the role of belief in who we are, belief in what we stand for is perhaps more important than anything that you can physically measure, any graph, any metric of something tangible. And let's focus on that right now as we go into this celebratory weekend. Whilst there are those who say America itself, the fabric of our society, is evil, that we are founded on discrimination and it is endemic, it is in our marrow, our gene code. No, we reject that. The nation that has done more to liberate others than any other nation on the planet in the history of mankind. The only country ever to go to war with itself, not because of some factions that wanted power, some clique, some dynasty that wanted to take control through some coup. No, because there were those who said, we must live up to the promises in our founding documents. We must have true equality. No more slavery. And we're going to fight for that liberation of our fellow man. 600,000 Americans dead in a civil war that would cost the lives of more Americans than any other conflict in our history, including two world wars. No other country did that. America did that alone. And nobody has the right to take that from us, because that is truth. That is who we are. And that is what America is. I'm Sebastian Gorka. If you enjoy this show, tell others. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. Spread the word. Read the books that are available at our website. Go to sebgorka.com. Follow our Twitter feed. And most of all, watch your sex. Keep your head on a swivel. Never give up. Never give in. Hold the line at all cost. And now more than ever, stay frosty, my friends. Happy Fourth. If you thought 2016 was important, 2020 is going to be the greatest, most significant election of your lifetime. As a result, we've created a unique additional podcast with our regular guest in studio, former special assistant to President Trump, Boris Epstein. It's called The Battle for 1600. Join us today by subscribing to the podcast for free. Just look for my name, Boris Epstein, and The Battle for 1600.